From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Iranian president looks ahead as crippling nuclear sanctions end. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a speech today, the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history. He praised the end of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear activities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke late Saturday in Vienna about the lifting of those sanctions.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
In addition to ending the sanctions, Iran will have access to billions of dollars in assets in foreign banks that have been frozen for years. News of Implementation Day was greeted with skepticism by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the most vocal opponent of the deal, in the international community. He warned that Iran has not relinquished its ambition to obtain nuclear weapons. A plane carrying four Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner swap with the United States has taken off from Tehran. The quartet, including Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, are heading to Switzerland before going to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment. The Post says Rezaian is accompanied by his wife, Yagana Salehi. The group's release was announced Saturday, just hours before Iranian and Western diplomats in Vienna announced implementation of the nuclear pact. Rezaian is an Iranian-American who served as the Post Tehran bureau chief. This is VOA News. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device today in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial council, who escaped unharmed. Local media say the explosion happened during a gathering of tribal elders. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen as their first female president, delivering a defeat to the Nationalist Party. VOA's William Ide has this report from Taipei.
Tsai Ing-wen's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party not only won the presidency in the election, but a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Tsai has pledged to maintain peace and stable relations with the world's second-largest economy, but also is demanding that the vote and will of Taiwan's people not be overlooked. Tsai will not be sworn into office until May 20th, but the new legislature will be sworn into office in early February. When Tsai becomes Taiwan's president, dealing with the island's biggest trading partner, China, and helping strengthen a faltering economy, as well as wage stagnation, are some of the key challenges she will face. Bill Ide, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Shortly after election results were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which is tasked with managing relations with Taipei, said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities and to protect its territory. The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China, has a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing Saturday. The 57 member nations contributed $100 billion in capital to the bank. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital. Jin Lichun, president of the AIIB, spoke about the future of this new venture.
We have confidence to tell the whole world we mean what we say, and we will achieve our objective of building AIIB into a truly great multilateral development institution with a 21st century governance.
Jin said the AIIB will require projects to be legally transparent and protect social and environmental interests, but will not force borrowers to adopt the kind of free market practices favored by the IMF. U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. Health authorities say the child's mother had lived in Brazil until May of 2015. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.